Chapter 1. I begin my story. My father and mother died before I was 2 years old. I cannot remember them. My father died first, fighting in the war against the French in 1815. My mother died a few months afterwards. My cousin Ambrose, who was 20 years older than me, became my guardian. He looked after me as if I was his son. From the beginning, I loved Ambrose more than anyone else in the world. Ambrose Ashley was a rich, unmarried man. He lived in a beautiful old house in the west of England. The house was near the sea, and there was farmland all round it. The house, the land, and the farms around it had all belonged to the Ashley family for many years. The house was full of pictures, books, and many beautiful things. Ambrose was a gentleman of leisure. He was not a businessman. But he took good care of all the people who worked on his land. He knew them all by name. Everyone on the estate loved Ambrose as much as I did. Ambrose was a shy man, with many unusual ideas. He looked after me himself, and would not have a woman in the house to help him. But he was friendly with the people who lived in the other big houses in the district. Some of his neighbours did not understand Ambrose, but they all liked him. As I grew older, Ambrose and I became more like brothers. We were both tall, shy men, with long arms and legs and big feet. We both had thick, curly hair, although Ambrose's hair was darker than mine. We enjoyed doing the same things. We often rode our horses through the beautiful woods and fields near the house. When the weather was good, we sailed our boat on the sea, fished, or swam. There were no female servants in the Ashley house. Ambrose said he did not want women in the house. And as I grew older, I agreed more and more with his ideas. The big house was not very clean or tidy, but it was comfortable, and we both loved it. The servants looked after us well, and the food and wine were always good. Ambrose and I often sat together after dinner, drinking wine in the light of our candles. Then we sat in the library beside a bright fire. The walls of the library were covered with shelves full of beautiful books. On Sundays, we always went to church. After breakfast, the carriage took Ambrose and me to the church in the village. All the servants came to church, too. On Sunday evenings, we had an early dinner. Usually, some of our neighbours would eat with us. When I was old enough, Ambrose taught me how to look after his land and his people. I was his heir. The house and the land were going to be mine when Ambrose died. But I never thought that Ambrose would die. We both expected that he would live for many years. Our days together passed in a calm happiness. But sometimes changes come into people's lives that they do not expect. Things happen to us that we can do nothing about. My dear cousin Ambrose is dead. That is why I am writing this story. My cousin Rachel is dead too. And who was my cousin Rachel? You must read my story to find the answer to that question. I know who killed Rachel, but I do not know how my dear Ambrose died. Was he killed too? I shall never be able to answer that question. I shall never know the answer. Perhaps you who are reading this can decide. You must be my cousin Rachel's judge, and mine too. I, Philip Ashley, am only 25 now. Most of my life is in front of me. But the only people I shall ever love are dead. I cannot live with my thoughts any longer. I must write down everything that happened, everything about Ambrose, my cousin Rachel, and myself.